It is feeling like autumn on this late summer day. Autumn officially begins tomorrow, and as the season changes, our temperatures will go back up. So by Wednesday, we should be back close to 70 degrees, and by Thursday, daytime highs should make it up into the 70s. The weather is quiet this afternoon, and I'm not expecting any major weather concerns over the next few hours. We are seeing some of that haze once again this week. That's the smoke from the wildfires out west. So we have that smoke that's high up in the air. It poses no health threats to us here at the ground, as that smoke is going to remain way up in the air. As we head into tonight, we'll see temperatures drop back into the 30s. So again, the concerns are there for frost or freeze. In many areas that are typically colder, the growing season came to an end over the weekend. The weather tomorrow is looking pretty quiet. We are going to see Hurricane Teddy work off to our east. Right now, the storm is passing east of Bermuda, and by tomorrow, the storm is likely to impact the Canadian Maritimes. The storm is too far to the east to cause us any trouble here, though we might see a few high clouds tomorrow, especially in our eastern areas. And it is going to be breezy, which is a partial impact of the storm, because as the storm goes by to the east, it'll interact with high pressure to the west to kick up the wind as we go through the day tomorrow. Now, the wind is not going to be a damaging wind around here. It's just going to be a gusty wind and more of a nuisance than anything else. Temperatures tomorrow will be up in the 60s, and we could hit 70 in some areas south of Albany. The weather remains quiet through Wednesday. It'll be another breezy day with temperatures near or a bit above 70. And as I mentioned a moment ago, we should be up into the 70s during the day on Thursday. Also in the tropics today, Tropical Storm Beta, which is not a major wind threat to the Texas and Louisiana coast, but it's not moving very quickly. So heavy rain and likely flooding are going to be concerns in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with a frost and freeze, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with a frost and freeze, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the 60s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold with areas of frost, lows in the mid to upper 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, a high of 65 to 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold with areas of frost, lows in the mid to upper 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds and even warmer, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.